This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Good morning, everyone. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan. Jenny Pua Manuka is here, the wonderful Kia ora, Albert.
Good morning.
Your son's here, and also is Rod is here.
Good morning. Now,
we are launching the Orange Justice Party today and the Universal Justice Party because we're actually using signing today, the raised Belfast hand, and the St. Patrick flag, which is the centre a Red Cross. And I have been absolutely amazed that the Orange Movement, which began about 1550 and with the Glorious Revolution, has its evidence in the Union Jack. And because this is identified with the Whakaputanga flag, because that Red Cross is the same Red Cross on the Whakaputanga flag, when the sovereignty of the chieftaincy, the chiefs went to England and they got the right to travel on the seas through King William IV. So they were all related to the Orange Movement. So we want to go back to the beginning, to when a constitution was actually formed. And also, I'm identifying with number two, the Yellow Jacinth Andrew Celestial Man, the Buddy Supporter, which is, talks about putting in place Buddy Support Network for those who have lost someone, receive a double portion of the land through Ben Joseph Ephraimites, and the Inner Shining Solar Sun. You know, if you close your eyes and you concentrate on your Wairoa spirit, that's your sun. And that's why I say good sun rising to everyone. So I identify with the flag, I identify with the yellow rose of Aotearoa. The yellow rose of Aotearoa is shining in the sun. So we're launching the Orange Justice Party. We're going back to the Whakaputanga. We're going back to a constitution that honours the Treaty of Waitangi and honours the sovereignty of the chieftainship. So this is all very interesting, isn't it? So, Rod, could you tell me a little bit about a quantumised constitution, a manifesto for constitutional renewal in Aotearoa, New Zealand?
Yep. First off, Jack, the fourth article of the Treaty of Waitangi, in a sense, was the French and the English language, and there was Dutch language and Te Reo Māori all swirling around in Aotearoa together. And if the French and the English were unified in the Bible, then Tangata Whenua felt quite comfortable moving forward with the, because that's the fourth article of the treaty. So I just put that out to you as a quantization of where we're going with the later discussion. But next question, Jack.
Yes, but I need to quantify something. My father actually got a medal. Dad fought for democracy against fascism because he was in the Dutch army. He fought against communism and Muslim jihadist terrorism. So I'm asking the question, is Trump an Orange member with what he's trying to do in Iran because they're trying to shut down the oil to the whole world? Come on, Trump, send your troops in there. Let's deal to what's... Let's release the oil because if we don't get that oil out into different countries, we're all going to be shut down. Now, we've had the COVID crisis. We're in an oil crisis. Qualify that, Rod.
Jack, we talked about camp followers before, and if you're going to send troops in, there's always camp followers that follow along behind. In Islam, the women are only allowed to marry Islamic men. So there's a whole lot of men, 9 billion people around the world, saying if we can't get married to the Iranian woman, then what hope is there? And this is the challenge that we have, because when we see how the Iranian men are throwing lobbing weapons to all these other countries, there's a little bit of upset.
They need to liberate their woman. That's what they need to do. And also, if you're talking about an oil crisis, you're talking about a crisis in water, you're talking about a crisis of food, And you're talking about population elimination. This is worse than the COVID crisis, is it not?
Well, quickly to go through, Jack, in 1927, there were 2 billion people on the planet. In 1974, there were 4 billion people. And in 2024, there were 8 billion people. We may go back 100 years to only 2 billion people. That's a loss of 5 billion people in a week with no water, in a month with no food, and probably 3 months without oil.
Right. So, dear Joe, I said to my brother, I've been thrown into a crossfire between Catholics and Protestant debates, carried on historically in my genes. I am now a William of Orange lookalike, mirroring his policies in a modern world, balancing power, rule of law, protecting liberties and rights of all people. Limburg was where my father was born, was the Catholic Habsburg-controlled Spanish Netherlands, the military gateway to Holland from 1556 to 1714, when the Treaty of Utrecht and the Southern Netherlands was established through William of Orange after a 30-year religious war, killing 6 to 10 million people through the Spanish Inquisition, burning and torturing people. Then there was an 80-year war with murder, famine and pestilence. William of Orange formed the Dutch Republic, establishing the Treaty of Westphalia, which was standardized statehood for all the nations, with the first federal system, constitutional monarchy with indigenous treaties. Wow, this is my fucker papa, people. I have become a William of Orange lookalike. I am launching the Orange Justice Party here in New Zealand because we need to hold these guys. I used this wrong signing. It's like a satanic symbol before, didn't I? Sort of.
Don't do that. Don't do that again, please. I don't ever want to see you do that again.
Yeah, so, Jenny, what do you think of all this? This is quite radical, isn't it?
Well, a lot of the time when you say these things, Jack,
yeah,
I'm not as like hearty and sovereign and like just into all these conspiracies and
yeah,
stuff. So it kind of all just goes over my head.
Yeah. But you recognise your rights
in
being
in the most respectful way possible.
Now, there are 10 levels of decadence before a Jubilee renewal. I'll share a couple of them. You've got cultural cynicism, social fragmentation, crisis scandal. We've had scandals. We've had all these, haven't we, for crisis in the system. Repentance, reform, movement with the new Jubilee system. So it says, what happened in Rome when they became famous and everything else, and then Rome disappeared because they got decadent? That's an example of the 10 levels. What happened in the Middle Ages? Okay, when the Catholics took over and there was a 30-year war, 10 million people died. Okay, so the system had to change. What's happening now with Epstein and with what's going on in Iran and everything, and the elitists taking full control? What if the elitists are going to use this oil to deprive us of water and food and being total catastrophe and reduce the population of the world?
Jack, what are the last two on your list?
Crisis, scandal, social fragmentation, repentance, reform, a Jubilee movement where everything is renewed and we go back to the beginning.
So imagine around the time of the treaty or when everyone came Aotearoa, Te Reo Māori was spoken solidly for 500 years until Jack's whakapapa 9 generations back in 1720 started. We saw the list today. So Te Reo Māori has absorbed this. Te Reo Māori knows exactly what we have to do in the next 3 months.
So you've got here, its role is advisory until the Constitution especially gives it a veto or referral powers. The officers of the movement shall include leader, national spokesperson. I don't want to be the leader. I just want to be a spokesperson because I've already been attacked. Someone gave me this a spoon here and said that I'm a stirrer. So I actually put silver on it and said, no, I mirror the country and where everyone's coming from. Yeah. I'm a truth.
You're a great spokesperson, Jack. You're a great spokesperson.
Candidates must uphold the movement's principles to stand as an electorate candidate at the general election. Candidates shall be selected by a transparent processes involving application vetting. For grounds for refusal or removal, policy formation, the National Council. Wow, we're talking about a National Council. Now, I vote that we get Albert and his son on because...
this is where the voting... That's why I said I never vote.
Yeah?
Never partake in it. Only because of the spiritual nature and because of... when you participate in voting...
Yeah?
It has its good side, but with me, it's about protection at the moment because I'm the individual and I'm still struggling to get foundation and have things put in place. So the danger of getting collective of people and making voters that you don't really know them. You got to know them spiritually, wholeheartedly, through the mind, body, and soul.
This is what we want a national council for.
Not by voting.
Orange Justice Party.
Individual naturally resonates to the leadership, and everyone doesn't have to vote. They agree. So it's all based on performance, and what you did, what you've done, what you're doing.
Good. Brilliant.
Your actions are, like Jesus said, many call out my name, believe, heal my name, but I don't know you.
You're going to be for real.
That's the voting method. The other method is you'll know them by their actions. So I prefer that maybe alter the word voting, but look for a word that can resonate the way the people agree to the individual taking the position. And in Tikanga Māori, the individual stood up and said, I'm the man because I can do this, do this, do this, and do this. And everyone goes, yes, we know your track record, and you do that, do that, do that, do that.
That's not
promising what I'm going to do. It's actually showing you that, like you said, the mirror, what I've done, which tells me I have the ability to now sit
so
here.
So if your vision of transformation in Iwo Matua Kuri in the Inks, what is your vision for transforming the country, the youth, and bringing about a transformation in the country?
Like empowering people, working. Yes. That's why I'm here with you. Spreading the word.
I want you on the council.
And everyone who's in this office right now. Spreading the word, empowering people, looking at them. I know what I've got, my strengths. I know my weaknesses.
I want your son as a youth representative.
He'll go with the youth.
Jack's trying to put me on the spot, everyone.
Yeah. I think he's a whole person and adults as well.
So, and this week on TV, change Russell to Kori Rekereka. Yeah. Well, say that again.
Koro Rareka.
Koro.
That was the first, that was meant to be the capital of New Zealand.
Koro means an elder. Now, when they signed that sovereignty of the chieftainship and went over to see King William IV, there were elders, Maori elders, who were represented with the Orange Movement. Going back to 1835, they had to go to England. And they were brought in under the crown, weren't they?
Yeah.
With the leasing of the land, with the laws. And so who's the government to say that let's wipe history because self-determination and the whakaputanga doesn't matter? They're treasonous. Yeah.
They weren't actually brought under the crown. The crown actually gave them a korowai. The whakaputanga is the korowai for the mana, their own sovereign. It's a difference to coming under. It's like we're empowering you with and it has an extra clause or section to help you when you to cater for the whole world because the whole world's on their way.
So they got a kurawai, like a garment.
The Whakaputanga is a kurawai. That's how I look at
it. Now, my Uanuku rainbow kurawai and Whare kurawai, we put on this invisible garment of light through the Lord Jesus Christ and we're clothed in the light of the New Jerusalem.
Yeah, so just to add that, the Whakaputanga is the written words to the light.
Oh, wow.
You've got the light, now you can get specific with the wording to
solar
activate
system,
the
jurist.
Solar system.
We better do more signing, people.
It's the collective capacity of solar system jurisdiction, the way I look at it, is a collective capacity of the spiritual, mental, and physical.
We're flying
and all the other realms that
connected
exist.
With everything.
But it's for the individual, everybody in their own life has their goodness. Trump's got his, but he's also got the opposite. We all got it.
I'm going to talk to Trump after the radio show because if he's an orange supporter, we need to get on board with him. We need to sanction in this takeover of Iran and everything else and of what's going on. So.
Hold on, Jack. Hold on. We're trying to get fucking Putin out going near an Aotearoa.
Yeah, I think what's important here, Jack, is to realise which way the tide is going. If you come into the wharf when the tide's in, you tie your waka up and then you go to the pub. By the time you come back to your waka, it's high and dry and the weight of it's broken it to bits and there's just ropes left on the thing. So you have to realise whereabouts are we in this tidal flow. My point being is if the petrol runs out of New Zealand in 11 days' time, then it's te reo Māori digging hangis and putting hangi stones down and getting a mutton and that's where the kai and the water will be and that's where the language will shine through.
Yeah.
And if Trump makes it to a hangi in the Aotearoa, I'll welcome him to the...
But we are seeing crisis upon crisis throughout the world. The crisis of the homeless, the crisis of our economy, the crisis of the elitists taking over. So we're at the point of transformation where the people have to wake up. It's do or die time. It is revolution. You're talking about the sovereignty revolution that occurred with William of Orange back, the glorious revolution. We've got a glorious revolution that's happening right here and around the world. Because if we get the solar system jurisdiction going... And we get our own constitution going here in New Zealand.
Remove the word if.
It's going to affect the indigenous peoples of the world. The young people, the next generations, everything's on the line, people.
So the order that I look at is first let's promote the self-revolution.
Right.
One must make the revolution internally with themselves in order to handle the external. If you concentrate on external without any alteration on the internal, that world will get pulled down and it'll just back around you go again.
Now, I've noticed in the Catholic Church, as my article said, I had a massive big fight with the family because I got involved in the fire that was hitting me in the fight between the Protestants and the Catholics. And William Orange went through that. And I told my brother that if you go back to Limburg, you'll see that the Spanish launched their military attack on the rest of the world through Limburg. And so to deny that as part of my whakapapa, how can I deny 8 to 10 million people being slaughtered and butchered for their belief? And William of Orange, who brought in freedom of religious expression. And now the Catholic Church, because I want to work with both the Catholics and the Protestants now. You know, that's why my father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green, and it was the biggest mix-up that you had. And it happened in Ireland. We want our own sheriffs here and in this country. Jack, we need to be king priests.
Jack, the white cross fell off the front of the table twice before we went on air, and I just wanted to know that duality because we see bears coming up. I know that the Māori queen had a hat with two birds gifted to her, and she was not normally does she go out and pick up a tonga, but she actually went because she liked it and brought it back to her whare. Now we have the two manus coming and flowing in because they've been released from
I was talking to David from
captivity, and I just got a little question for Janine. I wanted to ask her so she can let the people know, where do we find the podcast? And
okay, so Free FM is advertised regularly on Facebook.
Yeah.
But it's freefm.org?
Yeah, under Jacobus Geelan. Yeah, if you go
there
on
you
Facebook.
Go, Whānau, that's where you find us.
If Jacobus Geelan Facebook.
Have a look at how awesome we look today and Jack's awesome suit again he wears every session.
Am I a bit of a showman or what? This has got reality.
How many years have you been doing this podcast?
22 years, I think, 89 FM.
22 years.
Well,
and I'm not a stirrer. Come on, this guy insulted me by giving me the stirring label or whatever, and I had to paint it because I said, no, I am mirroring people's journey. I am saving Aotearoa.
I would have asked for the pudding as well. That's what comes with a spoon.
And also, synodality with the Catholic Church is a top-down, bottom-up system because we've always said that they need the priesthood of all believers. And now they are resorting to inclusion, a participatory model, because that synodality means journeying together. So Maori and European Pākehā, we need to journey together.
Well, we have been journeying together.
Yeah.
It's just, and those who have taken the time out to resonate with their journey are in a good position now. It's for the others who are yet to make that or are halfway through that. So it's to look back, help empower them, and put things in place at a foundational, like build your house on a rock, as it says.
Yeah, and what the question I asked you before was, if 10 people want to transform the system, 8 are Māori tangata whenua and 2 voting for National, how will that change the status quo? So that means people need to be registered to vote, but you're saying it's who you are and you want to work with the collective to get them to believe in the first rung. Is that what you're saying? Come to the Lord Jesus and acknowledge the spirituality.
Believe in themselves.
Yeah.
And that's the I am the way, the truth, and the life. They've got to find their own truth. Because when you're actually voting, it's, as I'm wearing the shirt,
yes,
4 corners of a contract.
Yeah.
So anything you vote or you give, you're giving, it's all to do with authority. Māori call it mana. You're giving something over. And if you don't know what you're giving when you're participating, you're actually giving away parts of you that you actually need to hold in order to make you through the journey that you're on. And if you give that away, you don't know you're giving your blessing away.
So we need to get people to believe in who they are, understand the Māori roots.
They need to know about themselves, and then they would know
social justice,
when they vote or when they do something, they'll know how to protect themselves. And so everything will resonate back to them.
So it's not just about 5 parties saying, vote for me, and they don't know. And they're denying the whakaputanga. They're denying our own heritage.
But they'll use the words, and they'll fly the flags.
Yeah,
I think, Jack, I think we talked about the Queenie Council before, not in the cities, and if we go rural to rural marais, I think for people who are searching for what comes identity after this fuel meaning crisis, I think they need to realise that there's karakia that will be said on marais in the morning and at evening, which you call it dawn time, and also the night, the good evening,
good
when it
sunrising
sets. So I'm just hearing the vibrations on that.
Jenny, please get Paul Zenfield, get his bus, say that the Orange Justice Party wants to go around the country. Albert, will you come on the bus?
I'm sorry, but we are our own entity.
Yeah.
We are a registered liability company.
Yeah.
And we stand for state care.
This is why I've changed it to family law reform advocacy. We need to advocate not only for streeties, for the homeless, mothers and fathers, for everyone in the country. We need to get them on board of I O Matua Kuri, and also with our new solar system jurisdiction and the Universal Orange Party.
So for me, we're descendants of, I met at a funeral gathering yesterday, I met a man and he's, I asked him, first question I ask people from different cultures, what's the name of your creator? And he said, Mungo.
Mungo?
Mungo.
Mungo. What culture was
Mungu.
He?
Mungu.
Yeah.
Mungu.
Yeah.
Now spelled M-U-N-G-U. Now Māori would say Mungu with the ng. With the Mungu. So there's the same. And he's from Kenya. Been here 20-something years. So I said to him when we made our departure, and he's the descendant of Mungu.
Now
I'm a descendant of Eo, and what I'm saying about Orange, or your, who's the name of your creator?
That's
and
right.
You're the descendant. Let's go back to the solar system jurisdiction, which is the name of your creator.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Where we're brother and sister. We come through that jurisdiction all the way down into this world. Well, then we can be an orange or a purple or a yellow, green.
Let Albert ask me that question here on air.
Yeah.
Who's your creator? Ask me. Baha'u'llah.
Baha'u'llah. There you go.
That's his creator. I know that Luxon went over to Samoa.
So put that in the constitution.
We will.
The descendants of Baha'u'llah, and then people who are to be descendants of that creator signed to their creator. Descendants of Eeyore, we signed to ours. Descendants of God, who are, I believe, is from Austria, and then you've got Allah and Turkey, all around the world.
Yeah, work together. That's why
we're with
the Theosophical Society, and we're against them stealing our lodge. That's why spirituality is not for sale, because because everyone, whether you're a Buddhist, Muslim, Christian, Baha'u'llah, whatever, we all need to work in together. And Luxon is over in Samoa at the moment, and he's talking to them about crime and protecting borders, but he asked them for an acknowledgement, a chiefly title. They didn't give it to him. Why not?
Has anyone heard about Christopher Hipkins' alleged affair?
Yeah, I saw that on TV.
Nobody?
And he fronted up pretty well to that, but they'll use that to attack him.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to be a leader, I mean, you could get me on a few things too. What could you get me on for showing off or whatever?
Well, Jack, what's going around at the moment is the Ayatollah's son. He was heavily sedated, but there was a couple of buff helpers there, and he reached out, and that was inappropriate. And so Trump's laughing because they think that the Ayatollah's son might be slightly rainbow.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to ask the question about the Freemasons. They started as stonemasons, okay, church fathers, Catholic, opposed them, their oaths, the rituals, the secret societies. And also, are they run by elitists, the global institution? What do you think?
Well, first of all, they started like all of us, living in a cave somewhere. And all they did is develop their method on how they were going to move forward.
Yeah, but your seeing eye is watching you, the pillars and the Aaron's apron that they wear and the degrees that they follow. Is there a secret society that's taking all the money behind the scenes? And
There's secret societies everywhere. There's secret societies within a family. Some family can't even talk. Brothers and sisters, cousins and uncles and aunties. And you got their little secret society about the other brother the other sister.
I've been told in the Beehive a lot of them swear an oath to Freemasonry, which is kind of like an evil god or something like that.
It's a conspiracy. Freemasonry is just like a really, really old club,
John,
isn't it?
John Monroe will tell you there's something going on with cryptocurrency and the control of the wealth. And even with the Orange Movement, I'm working in with the lodges and this sort of thing. But there's a secret element. And apparently there's an Orange member in the Beehive and there's an Orange party over in Holland. So I have to talk to them after the show.
There's a member of the House of Orange and the Waitangi Trust.
And the Waitangi Trust.
Well, yes. I've been to 5-day tangihangas, and there's an auntie in the kitchen. I can tell you, on the marae, on the pa, there's an auntie in the kitchen.
Roderick knows.
And with the Orange Movement, raise your right hand. That's one of the symbols. The next one is the cross, St. Patrick's cross, which is identified with the Whakaputanga and William of Orange with the Glorious Revolution. I think that's quite amazing. And also you've got the S with the left hand, okay, which signifies solar system jurisdiction. Let's everybody do it with the left hand. The right hand, Iwo Matua Kuri, which is the eye and the eye in it.
And the O.
Yeah, yeah.
The eye of the needle.
I don't know if I want to chuck it up, Jack. People might mistake me for throwing bees up.
You're going to get arrested.
I know we're on a podcast at the moment, and if I throw up that sign, I know I may have some enemies out there, so I'm just letting you all know that this means
freedom
peace.
Of choice.
This means peace.
Which is the peace sign?
We used to say Pai
Marira. Yeah. Peace. And Uanuku Rainbow and Kurawai. Fuddy Kurawai. This is a garment of light we put on, and when we're talking about the yellow buddy supporter, we're talking about Wairuatanga through solarizing our inner being. How do you like that? The good sunrise, solarize your inner being, solar luna. Woohoo! And we're also talking about the amber wise leader, which is the same color as orange and the St. Patrick flag. Kaitiakitanga. Guardian caretakers, generating decision-making processes, the green holistic healers, kaya whina practitioners, and tohunga. We can utilize the Maori Council, can't we? We can all work in together with solar system jurisdiction. Why isn't the government, why are they denying our history in this country?
Well,
it's a takeover by the...
Not just denying history, they're denying their own truth because they've been led by what they want.
Yeah, and this sign, demonic sign.
Whatever you call it.
Okay, so this is from the fringes?
I just want to agree, Jack.
Solar system jurisdiction.
The most important thing is that when the English and Te Reo Māori signed the treaty, what we have in Hamilton now is many different cultures and many different nations.
We're all going to work in together. Okay, from the Orange
and
Justice
that's the
Party.
Bye-bye
for another week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.